don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into hour number two here on this December 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This lone Democrat, rebel, State Representative Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit. Again, just to remind you who she is, she was the one that was dying from the China virus. Her doctor was actually coming to her home treating her. Well, while at home, sick, she saw Donald Trump talk about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And as a result, she demanded her doctor give her a prescription of both of those drugs. And what happened? It killed the COVID-19 virus in her body. She survived, thanked Donald Trump basically for saving her life. She went to Washington, D.C. and met with President Trump and personally thanked him for talking about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine as alternative treatments to the COVID-19 virus. She cares about her district of Detroit. If you look at the map on the district that she represents, it's a very, very old, aging, black population. Majority of her constituents are older, black, senior citizens. She has three senior citizen complexes in her district. The people that live outside of the senior citizen homes, the neighbors, they're all elderly black seniors as well. She says, you guys come to this town, Lansing, and all you care about is your district. Well, I care about mine too. And this is what she wants. She's threatening that she will not be in Lansing today, right now as we speak, 10:09 on Wednesday. She may not be there unless this list that she wants is put on the Senate agenda for today, Wednesday. Previously, she said she would not vote for anything. She would sit at her desk and not push any buttons. Abstaining with a white button, not red for no, not green for yes, but white for I'm not voting. Unless they put up a supplemental appropriation spending bill where every member of the House, all 110 members, would get something for their district. Well, yesterday afternoon, she amended these prior comments in a conversation interview with the Detroit News. specifically saying now she wants a vote on the tip wage law, the paid sick leave law, permanent road funding, like what Matt Hall's talking about, water affordability, a mandated $2 donation by people who pay their water bill into a fund that pays for people who can't afford to pay their water bill. And she wants a public safety funding vote. And she wants to see it on today's Wednesday Senate agenda. Or she's not voting. She's done. Well, it's kind of interesting because the tip wage law is what the Republicans walked out of the House chamber on Friday over. And the paid sick leave law as well. Karen Whitsett is sounding like a Republican. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. An axe to grind, not to grind an axe. I got corrected during the break. My producer, my soulmate, my buddy, Ms. Vicky, she's monitoring from the other room, and she's like, you know, You're amazing. Norm Cosby, yeah, she's got her very own. Yes, she does. Karen Whitsitt, part Republican, part Democrat, part independent, part, you know what? I don't give a crap what party you guys are. These are the things we're going to get done, or I'm out of here. I'm not voting. Well, here's the problem. Wednesday, today, December 18th, guess what? If you look at the calendar, anything that's passed today has to have a five-day layover before the other chamber can act on anything. Today's the deadline, folks. Today is basically it. Why? Well, passed on December 18th, then you'd have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and able to vote on the fifth day, Monday, Christmas Eve, December 23rd, something they have never done as long as I've been doing this show for over 12 years now. I have never seen a lame duck session happen 2 days before Christmas. But because of their screwing around, because of their inability to get their crap together, the Democrats have pushed it all to today. Well, guess what's going on today? Both the House and the Senate each have 60 bills on their agenda for today. 60. Bills they're expecting state reps and state senators to be voting on. Have they even read these bills? God only knows, probably not. Well, here's what the House is looking at. Number one, legislation banning the sale or possession of bump stocks and permanently banning firearms from the state buildings. Second Amendment absolutely thrown in the trash can if anybody walks into the state buildings. Even CPL, concealed pistol license holders, would not be able to carry in any state building, including the Capitol. Right now, state reps, state senators, their legislative staff can carry. Nope. Not if these bills pass in the House and go to the Senate on Monday. Something I've been calling for years. Expanding the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, to the legislature and the governor's office. That's on the House agenda. On the Senate side, Senator Erica Geese, Democrat communist from Taylor, she's leading a package calling the Momnibus Package. This is going to be legislation bringing pregnancy death investigations and reporting standards regarding pregnancy deaths to be filed with the state police. Additionally, included in her Momnibus package, giving seniors and, quote, vulnerable adults, end quote, who are unable to live on their own, access to a restraining order system. Okay. Not even going to go into that one. Proposed in the Senate's agenda for today, the recreational passport fee to make the program an opt-out as opposed to an opt-in. What the heck does that mean? You know when you go to the Secretary of State and you're going to renew your license plate, you need a new tab, right? Or maybe a new plate. You will automatically be charged for the recreational passports that allows you to go into state parks. Right now, they ask you, would you like the recreational passport? I say no, because I never go to those parks. I think one time Vicky and I went to one once in the 40 years we've been married. Well, now you will automatically be charged it unless you tell them specifically, no, 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 I don't want that. Opt out as opposed to opt in. Really? This is something we need to be dealing with in a lame duck session. Okay, whatever. Okay, and here comes the gay freshman who just won re-election, Noah Arbett, Democrat from West Bloomfield. He's got a whole package of hate crime bills. Hate crime prevention bills. Well, he wants third reading in the Senate, and he wants a vote on it. He was even quoted earlier in this story. I'm going to roll back up to this. He's funny because he says, when asked about assessing the situation going on currently in the lame duck session in Lansing, he quipped, I feel like I had to learn a new language when I got elected and came to Lansing. Too many people in this building like to communicate via smoke signals around here. Nobody talks to anybody. So evidently, you're supposed to read the smoke signals. Well, he wants his bills on the agenda in the Senate. Other bills in the Senate would require retailers of tobacco products to obtain a license and pay a $500 fee before being able to sell tobacco products. I thought they had to pay a fee to sell cigarettes. Evidently not. Well, now they want it in law. Lastly, the House version of the Charter School Accountability Package now goes to the Senate and is on their agenda for today. We talked about that. It was a story I reported on, let's see, about a week ago, I believe it was. We talked about that one. Well, one of the candidates running to be the new chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., he actually got quote of the day when he said, I'd give a kidney to be in their position. What's he talking about? Well, having served the majority, serving in the minority for his entire time in the legislature, former state senator Curtis Hertel urged Democratic lawmakers to seize the opportunity in front of them that passes legislation that helps working people, despite being disappointed and frustrated that maybe not all of their priorities are going to happen. You see, when he was in the minority, none of his bills were ever taken up in the lame duck session. He filed, announced that he is running for Michigan Democratic Party chair. Hertel pointed to loosening restrictions on public employee health insurance, weakening the Death Star bill, protecting survivors of sexual assault, the water affordability package, as examples of key legislative successes the legislature can still pass on to the governor. Hertel went on to say, I'd give a kidney to be in their position. Hertel, who helped the Democrats win back the majority for the state Senate in 2022, as a leader within the Senate Democratic Fund. We built this majority to get things done for people. I had a lot of things that were important to me in the legislature that didn't get done. Regardless of whatever personal things they are, we are a party of working people. And they have an opportunity to get things done for them. I, for one, hope they take it. Seize this opportunity. Well, let me counter you a little bit, Curtis. Democrats are not the party of the working people. That bus, that train sailed a long time ago. I should actually call it a boat. Why do I say that? Because they, the Democrat Party, will not take a vote on this tipped wage law. If you guys don't take a vote, if you don't change it this week, you are permanently done calling yourself the party of the working people. Why do I say that? Over 100,000 tipped hourly wait staff people in the state of Michigan potentially are at risk of losing their job. Maybe not all of them, but a large majority will. You throw in the icing on the cake, the earned sick time law that you're wanting to pass. Mandatory paid sick days off for small businesses, businesses with 25 employees or more. Some of them are going to go out of business. If not, they're going to have to definitely lay off people. Force those remaining employees to do the work of the people they just got rid of. If some of these restaurants are going to struggle to make it, you know what they're going to do? If they can afford it, they're going to buy robots to deliver food to people's tables. You have a wait staff person come and take the order. They put it in the kitchen. It's all computerized. Some of them actually carry tablets now. Remember the old days, the tickets? Waitresses would carry this little pad of tickets. Some of them were NCR type paper where they'd have the original ticket on top and a copy would stay in her book. She tears off the top one, puts it up there in the circular chrome holder spinny wheel thing, and the cooks would be able to see the orders, pull them down and put them on their little holders in the kitchen and make the meals. They throw them up on the heat lamps. The waitresses come and get them, take them to the customers. She's got a carbon, NCR carbon of the ticket in her book, so she knows the total gross sales for her section for that day. That's how the restaurant industry used to work. Those days are gone. You know what's happening? Tablets connected to the Wi-Fi. She comes and clicks on your order as to what you want. The order is electronically sent to the screen in the kitchen. They produce it. They assign a robot cart to it. They put the order on the robot cart and tell it to go to that table. Vicky and I experienced that in Florida. The robot table server comes and delivers your food. You don't even see your waitress unless you need your water refilled. It's coming, people. Because of legislation like this. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.